is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the movie director who, by the time he was 30 years old, was $300,000 in debt, thought he was finished, and then he was offered the job of directing a mobster movie. Francis Ford Coppola, born in Detroit, 1939, and the movie was The Godfather, released in 1972. It was on this day in 1927, an audience in New York City saw an image of Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover in the first successful long-distance demonstration of television. Hoover was speaking in Washington, D.C. He was sitting a little too close to the camera, so the broadcast began with a close-up of Mr. Hoover's forehead, but he backed up and delivered his speech. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky," the poet William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, in 1770. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled Thoreau and the Toads. After the spring thaw, their voices ringing at dusk would beckon him through the meadow to the edge of their pond, where barefoot he would wade slowly into the water and stand there in the last of light to see the mating toads, 100 or more, in the shallows around him, ignoring him or taking him for another, inflating the pale green bubbles of their throats to call for Bufo terrestris, leaping half out of the pool and scrambling to find partners. The atmosphere would quiver with their harmonic over and undertones, with their loud, decent proposals, like the sounds of a church potluck, their invocations and offertories for disorderly conduct, with the publishing of their indelicate bans, and blessings to the needy in their distress, and benedictions even beyond springtime to all those of the faith. And he would see, among this communal rapture, there underwater, the small gray males lying silent on the backs of females, holding on to their counterparts with every slippery finger and toe, both motionless, both gazing inward at the indivisible, and rising from time to time together to the surface, only an inch above them, to breathe, then settling again and staring with such a consciousness of being. Common American toads, he would stand beside them, as content as they were with their medium of exchange, the soles of his feet trembling with a resonance he could feel deep in his spine, believing this mud could be his altar too, and his pulpit, where all of his intentions would be as clear as theirs, as clear as the air in the chill of the fading light. He would lift his bare feet gently and silently, making scarcely a ripple, balancing himself onto the grass, and while his brethren, like a drunken choir, went on and on without him, would sit down, vibrant, on the earth, and once again struggle into his stockings, into his waterproof boots, and straighten and square knot his rawhide laces. A poem entitled Thoreau and the Toads by David Wagner from his collection The House of Song, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.